Exclusive: Republican Michelle Fiore running for Nevada's governorship to end vaccine mandates and stop CRT. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 23, 2021. Michelle Fiore, a Las Vegas City Councilwoman, told Breitbart News Saturday that she is running for Nevada's governorship to end vaccine mandates and stop critical race theory from being taught in Nevada schools. Before entering politics, Fiore had over 31 years of entrepreneurial and business experience working as the CEO of a construction firm, a healthcare company, a consulting company, and a publishing firm. Fiore spent two terms in the Nevada legislature from 2012 through 2016. She has represented the city of Las Vegas as the councilwoman for Ward 6 since 2017. Now, Fiore wants to run for governor to oust Governor Steve Sisolak, DNV. Fiore's campaign launched this week with an advertisement that took social media by storm. Listen. Fiore told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle that she wanted to launch her campaign straightforward, noting that most candidates talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Two priorities are on Fiore's day one agenda: ending vaccine mandates and stopping critical race theory in schools. With the commercial that we did, on day one, we need to ban vaccine mandates. Period, Fiore said. On the same day, we need to stop critical race theory in schools. Fiore distinguished herself from her primary opponents by adding, "A lot of my primary opponents will talk about, so nicely, we gotta fix things. Well, no. We're just gonna fix things, and folks that know me here in our great state of Nevada know that we come out, and we do it right now." Boyle noted that Sisolak's mask mandates within the state are purely perfunctory and theater. "I do not wear a mask. If I have to wear a mask, I will reassess where I am. Period. Because I can't breathe in them, and I don't like them." Fiore then discussed a spat she had last July with Sisolak over the mask mandate. "I had a mask that was lacy, and he said I had panties on my face. What a jerk," she said. "So I fought back with him, and again, he's got no answers. He's controlled by some very, very stupid individuals that he surrounds himself with." Fiore doubled down on her day one priorities, telling Boyle, "On day one, there are no mandates on vaccines. Period. Because right now we have Nevadans losing their jobs if they do not take the vaccine." She added, "And I'm talking about from our colleges, our college staff is getting fired. Our hospitals, nurses that literally helped and cared for people with COVID without the shot. If they don't get the shot now, all of a sudden, they're getting fired. Our teachers. It's really a sad situation, so day one, that ends, and everyone gets their jobs back. Period. As well as CRT, critical race theory, is not going to be taught in Nevada's school system," she said. Fiore flirted with the idea of calling a special session on her first day to get her agenda through the legislature. "The minute I swear in as governor, that's the first two things that we're hitting. And effective immediately. If I have to call a special session to have that effective immediately the moment I get sworn in, we're going into special session," she said. Fiore told Boyle, "As the governor of the great state of Nevada, it's truly about the people," before detailing her role in the 2014 standoff between Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, BLM. "Back in 2014, I had to fight off the BLM, the federal government, shooting up ranchers and their cattle out here," she said. "We formed a coalition of the western states because all the other electeds sick here were afraid of their next re-election." Fiore then told Boyle, "Listen, if you're not for the people, don't be in office, don't run for office. If you're in office just for your next election, you've got to go." For Fiore, fighting for her constituents is more important than worrying about re-election. "There's many, many, even our own Reno Republicans that are in there. When I said, 'Hey you guys, come out to Bunkerville with me,' they're like, 'Oh no, Michelle, if you do that you'll never get re-elected.' I'm like, who cares? We gotta protect the people, who cares about the next election? I literally lost the first female Republican majority leadership because I refused to take the business commerce tax out of my drawer as majority leader," she said. "When you fight, it doesn't matter if you lose a title or lose a position. You fight for the people. And in the end, Matt, we've always won in the end. We won the battle with the BLM, and it's a constant battle. If you're not willing to do that, you shouldn't be in office." Boyle lamented that freedom-loving Nevadans deserve so much better than the Democrat-controlled government and establishment Republicans in office. "Our mayor, Carolyn Goodman, she has been in the fight. She went toe-to-toe with our governor. We did not close City Hall, we kept doing our meetings. We don't wear masks," Fiore said. "She fights, and I fight right alongside of her, and we just fight the best we can for the city of Las Vegas and the people in it." Boyle discussed the consequence of elections before Fiore ended the conversation attacking the incumbent. "Besides all the mandates and all of the other horrific stuff this governor has put Nevadans through, he has made so many people go out of business. Businesses have shut down, bankrupt. It's so sad, and I am speechless at what he has done to our economy as well." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.